You are listening to The 945 Show on WFNU-LP, 94.1 FM, and podcasted everywhere. Local music from the Twin Cities.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to WFNULP 94.1 FM in St. Paul. We are Frogtown Community Radio. This is the 945 Show, recently ranked the number 2 podcast in Minnesota for Minnesota music. We are very proud of that, and we are going to bring it up every chance we get. Why not? It's a nice brag. This is Mike Rez. Bridge Sky will be here momentarily. This morning we have a great show planned for you. Joining us in studio is the very talented Nikki Lemire. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you for joining us and coming in. You have a show today in a few hours
up in
Duluth.
I do.
So I appreciate you taking time this morning to pop in here and talk about your music and the show. Maybe we can get a couple of people up to Duluth today. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
So, be a lot of fun.
If you're there already, come down to Festiversary at Bent Paddle today. There's going to be music from 2 to 7, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very good. So, we're going to talk about Nikki Lemire's music, the album release party that's coming up. Your debut album is being released.
It is.
So, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So, we'll tell you how you can see that performance, and then also you were part of the Mama Hellcats show that was just at the Hook and Ladder Theater on Thursday. I am proudly wearing a Mama Hellcats t-shirt right now, so when we take pictures, everyone will be able to see that I'm not lying about that. So how was the Mama Hellcats show?
Oh, it was so good. It was, I mean, there was a lot of buildup, a lot of, you know, getting everything kind of organized and getting there all together. And then we finally got there. I feel like everybody was just like, we did it. You know, like, we're here. We're all together. I mean, the music was amazing. I had not heard Samantha Grimes in person before, and that was super fun. I mean, she's just amazing. Such an incredible performer. Annie and the Bang Bang always kills it. Kashimana is amazing. Haley Rydell, she played also solo, and she's just a wonderful songwriter. And then I got to play with Katie Tessman, too.
Right. Yeah, you were everywhere.
I was.
You were on stage, and then you were on stage, and then you were not on stage. So
I feel like that's kind of been the hats I've been wearing lately. It's been Nikki's everywhere. So last night I was at the Ice House playing with Molly Mayer. Okay. And the Gilded Quadriga opening for Mary Bue's sneak peek, her album sneak peek last night, which is also just amazing.
What's an album sneak peek?
So she played everything from the album that she's recorded. And it's kind of like a, this is my sound. This is what you're going to get to hear. This is what you're going to get. And instead of doing it like after you release the album, doing it before and just kind of drumming up that excitement, I think it's brilliant.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So it was really fun too to hear it in the full form with like everybody and all of the sounds. And
nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Good morning, Bridge.
Hello.
Hello.
I feel like
Bridge
I'm in
is
trouble.
Here.
Tardy slip.
That's all right, Bridge. This is Nikki. Nikki, this is Bridge.
Hi, Nikki.
On-air
nice
introductions are fun. So
I wish I could have made that album, what you're talking about, I love those.
Hellcats.
Yeah.
You feel special when you're there and you get to hear the performance before the album even releases.
Oh, yeah.
It's like its own experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know Mary, we played a lot of her music on the show years ago. And then I helped do the crowdfunding for the last album.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to hear the new album. So she's super talented as well.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
We got to get her in the studio, I think.
I agree.
Yes. So All right. If you want more information on the radio station, please visit WFNU.org. You can find out who we are, what we're doing, things that are coming up, including the June 2nd Radiothon event. It is a 24-hour fundraiser to help us raise money to pay the rent. Our goal is $10,000. Mm-hmm. And Bridge and I are going to kick things off at midnight till 3 a.m.
And there's something big in the works.
That's right.
I think it's big. So she said yes. Okay. We talked about this previously. Tammy, a mad median tarot card reader.
Ooh.
I've gone to her 3 times now. She's very scary accurate. Okay, it's only scary if you have some stuff going on and issues. But she did. I threw out the idea. I sent her our show just so that she could hear what we talked about and the idea. And she said yes. Now, I hope I didn't scare her away because I got a little excited when she said yes.
Yeah.
I sent her a bunch of gifts. And I was like, well, what do you want to do? Like, blah, 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 blah. I think I maybe threw too much at her. So I'm just I'm taking a breath.
Take it slow.
Yep. I'm going to let her come to me. Give her a few days. But I'm super excited if she will do that because it would be cool, especially on air, for people to do that.
Yes.
Get a little intimate, quick reading. I would suggest she'll probably just do, like, the first one I got from her was literally, like, 5 cards.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was really cool, and that's what drew me to the, like, full hour. That was a lot. but I needed that. Actually, some things just happened this week that she predicted. Ooh, it was crazy. Uh-oh. And then I just did the girls' night and had all my girls come over, and she does house parties, too.
Oh, what a great idea.
And, she's awesome, and she's hilarious, and we just got to tell her no cussing.
No cussing.
She cusses like a sailor. Yeah. But I love that about her, because she's just real.
Yeah. So. Yes. So that'll be coming up, and we'll definitely have information coming up on that, because it's happening pretty quick.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to donate, just go to WFNU.org, and there's a page dedicated to the Radiothon. And you can find out how you can donate. It's all tax deductible. Anybody who donates over $25 will be put into a drawing for a smart television.
Cool.
And if you want to sponsor us, there's also information on how to sponsor an entire hour as well and all the perks that come with that. That is all online, WFNU.org.
Really quick, one thing too.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested, she is a busy person. Okay, a lot of people go to her. So message us, the 945 show, Facebook page or wherever, like whatever, what would you suggest? But if you want to get on the list for a reading, because I'm telling you, we're only going to do probably a few spots.
Yep.
I don't want to drain her
right.
of her gift and energy. But if you're interested in that and you're listening right now, just say, hey, I'm interested. I want to get on the list.
Yes. Go to our Facebook page, the 945 show Facebook page.
That's where I'm at all the time.
Get a hold of us there, and Bridge and I will
I'll be checking it.
We'll be checking that out and getting that set up. All right. So, Nikki, let's talk about...
Yeah, back to our guest.
Let's talk about your album release.
Uh-huh.
Your album is called Live at Lakewood Cemetery.
Yeah.
Can you give us some details about the album release show?
Yeah. So I think the album release show is actually... It might be sold out now. But it's at Metronome Brewing. Which has in the basement this place called Fingal's Cave.
Ooh.
And it's a really cool, intimate space. It literally is like a cave down there.
Cool.
And so it's over here in St. Paul. It's right kind of right by the farmer's market there. Hmm. And a friend that I've known for a long time, Bill Eddins, and his partner, they own it together. And they raise money and do a lot of like programs and social programs for kids and music and try to get people there. It's a real like kind of community builder.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, when he said I could do my album release show, I was over the moon. So, and I asked two of my friends, Sarah Morris and Matt French, if they would come. They do a little duo together. So they're going to play and do some of their music that they do. And I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome. Nice.
Sold out. I'm always out of the loop.
I know. You know, it's one of those things where it was like, I was telling my family, I was like, you better get on there and get that ticket or like, you're not going to be able to get it.
Right,
this. You know, I really want you there.
Maybe there's some VIP thing now that we're #2 rated.
Right? No kidding.
Right?
I'll get you on the guest list. But no, the album itself actually is a live album. And so a year ago, I was invited to play at Lakewood Cemetery, which I didn't know existed. Mm. It's this Byzantine chapel in the cemetery in Minneapolis. Okay. And like, it's like imported beautiful mosaics. The whole thing is just absolutely incredible. It's just like sacred and splendid in all the ways. And has this like big rotunda in it and all these beautiful stained glass windows. And I just like was kind of like, this is
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, like HARP in this space is going to be amazing. Like, how did I not know that this existed? You know, and they do music there all year round.
Wow.
So you can check out their website, Lakewood Cemetery's website, and see the events they have. But yeah, they sponsor a lot, like a huge range of music, lots of international artists, lots of people who are doing, you know, unusual instruments, some choirs and stuff. I mean, a lot of really beautiful music is happening in that space.
Oh, wow.
And so like a couple days before the performance last year, I was like, maybe I should record this. Should I record this? And a couple friends of mine were like, yeah, do it. And so, yeah, at the time, my friend, who also is a producer, was like, yeah, I'll set up some mics. Sure. Like, let's record this thing. And it ended up turning out pretty good. Wow. And I was like, is this lazy? Like, is releasing a live album like a really, is this lazy or is this cool? Like,
yeah, it's very cool.
You know, how do we read this? You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm a mom. So, like, you know, the idea of like spending hours and hours in the studio and like having the brain space for that has been kind of an overwhelming idea.
Yeah.
And so I was like, maybe I should just release it. So that's wonderful. What's happening. So yeah. I'm releasing it.
Oh my gosh,
that's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's in its authentic form. I didn't do any overdubs. It's the day. But I had this amazing friend mixer work on it from the Hideaway Studios, Jason McGlone. Mm. And I was like, I really want it to sound like warm and rich, but like you're in the space. Yeah. Can you make it sound like you're in the space? And he sent me the first mix back, and I was like, we're done.
Cool.
You did it. You're so, like, I don't know. There's something there. He can just read minds or something. I don't know. And he also speaks in color, which I speak in color. So that's like amazing. Mm. And so, yeah, I'm really excited about how it turned out. As you can tell.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
You got me excited.
I'm like lit up a little bit right now.
That's amazing.
I'm going to listen to them again, probably in the car, which, you know, I just, yeah, I'm still kind of shocked and overwhelmed at the idea that I'm gonna be.
Do they let you shoot video there? Do you know?
I did shoot the video there.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, I did.
That's such a
literally the night before I was like, wait, maybe if the sound is good, maybe we should video it. And so I texted my friend who has a videography company, and I was like, you're not like free tomorrow by chance. He's like, heck yes I am. So like literally him and then a friend of mine from college came and did some of the auxiliary shooting too.
Yeah,
they just like showed up and
oh
it was
my
like
gosh.
Everybody jumped in the boat. Like
where
I was like,
I
the boat's the boat's ready,
right?
You know?
Yeah,
and
it's cool. Let's
in.
Go.
So I'm gonna release the full show is going to be released on video.
Cool.
I'm thinking it's going to probably be a little bit later in June because we're still kind of in the editing stages of putting the sound and everything together. But
is it gonna be on YouTube?
It's gonna be on YouTube.
Yay!
It will be.
It's my go-to.
It'll be nice. My dad watches a lot of music on YouTube and a lot of performances. And one time when I went to go, I was at the cabin where he spends a lot of his time, and there, like in the YouTube thing, it was like Nikki Lemire, Nikki and Josh.
Aww.
And it was like all like the bands and the music I do. And I'm like, Dad, pretty soon when you put my name in there, like, and just a video of just me is going to show up.
Right,
you
yeah.
know? Right. So, oh, I love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, and that's probably the best way to plan some of these things is just wait till the very last minute.
Synchronicities,
like,
though.
Let's go.
I believe in that. You know, just don't think too hard about stuff. Just kind of, if it's meant to be, it's meant to
be.
Yes.
Right.
And all those things lining up.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been a lot of lineups in my life lately that have been kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to someone about this, or it was my sister-in-law last night. I was just telling her, our apricot tree in our backyard has not fruited in 5 years.
Hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's been just like dormant. And I tell people like, oh man, we have this beautiful apricot tree, but like it doesn't actually make apricots, but it's still so beautiful. And like, we've been like, oh, like, you know, pretty soon that tree's going to die. Like we've been like preparing ourselves for this death of this tree. And I kid you not, like 2 weeks ago, I was like, do you think it's going to fruit this year? No. And my daughter came in, 3 days ago? Was like, Mom, you won't believe it. There's there's apricots on the apricot tree. And I'm
like,
oh my God. And we look out and there's like, they put some balls up in the tree and we're like, you guys, you know? But then she's like, no, really, come out. And we looked, it is loaded.
So cool.
It's awesome. Loaded.
You know, that means you're on the right path.
Maybe.
Of your purpose in life. I believe that when synchronicities happen, it's because you're going with your soul's intention and purpose and spirit and all that, and it just will work itself, line up.
I hope so.
Oh, sounds awesome.
It's really cool. I'm hoping that they'll be really good, because the first year that we lived in our house, I made this amazing, like, apricot, like, jam that had, like, a little bit of almond extract in it. It was, like, so tasty.
Mm-hmm.
It's been too long.
So it's time for some homemade apricot
toast.
That's right. All right, the time is now 10 a.m. You're listening to WFNULP 94.1 FM in St. Paul. I almost forgot the frequency for a second. We are Frogtown Community Radio. This is the 945 show. Our guest this morning is Nikki Lemire, and Bridge Sky is
made
here.
It in.
And I am Mike Rez. You play an instrument that not a lot of people see on stage. You play the harp.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get into playing the harp?
Yeah.
And when did you start playing the harp?
Yeah, that's really, truly, I've been playing the harp since I was really little. My mom is a Suzuki harp teacher.
Okay.
And so she was actually doing her training when I was really little. And we were talking about Suzuki music, because your daughter also did that too. And when you start really young. So, I mean, I don't even remember starting, but there's pictures of me with, like, a whole bunch of books at my feet and a whole bunch of books under my butt, you know, it's like, there's pictures of me putting my, like, tongue between the strings as, like, a baby, so.
Album cover.
Yeah, right? So it's been part of my family and my family culture my whole life.
Sure.
But, so I went to school and did music in school, and then, you know, I've been doing, like, freelance work and stuff like that. But things were, I don't know, something was missing, you know? Just like, I have this itch to, like, play and sing a little bit. And so I started doing that. But, yeah, I've been playing my whole life. And, yeah, it's like a part
you're
of...
You're fulfilling.
It's part of my identity.
Your destiny.
Right, yeah. Do you play any other instruments?
I do. I play some piano. Okay. I dabble in awesome. Piano. I grew up playing piano, too. I grew up playing violin, too. Violin didn't make it through college like that.
That's hard.
That got the axe at the end of high school. Oh my gosh, violin's tricky. Like I'm always really impressed by people who can play that super well.
Same.
I just got mine out last Christmas. My kids have been interested, and I was like, "Oh yeah, mom, I'll play some. Oh yeah, I'll play with you." Like what? Like
the harp is pretty complicated to me, if you ask me.
Yeah. Right.
It's a whole lot of strings.
Specific technique, you know, for the harp. But the harp itself, like, you tune it before you play.
Mm-hmm.
So you tune it, and then you just, like, that's it. Mm-hmm. We're on violin. You're, like, tuning in real time all the time.
Right, yeah. The
and
strings
it's just,
get
it's
out
a
of
different
tune right
skill.
Away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have, like, I know on the violin you have, like, I can't remember what they're called, the little
fine tuners. Yeah.
Do you have that on a harp or anything? Like, you don't have to
No,
worry
you have,
about
like,
that,
the
right?
regular, the big pegs like they have on the violin.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, once you... That's it.
Do you have
That's
multiple you ones? Like, my roommate just got a mini one.
Multiple harps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants to learn harp. This is
That's
really
awesome.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she just started. She got a mini one. I've never seen them before. Just
yep.
like a little lap harp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that she figures if she starts that and actually follows through, because both her and I have all these ideas and creative things we want to do, and we don't always stick with it. Of them very long.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'll tell her about you.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of different sizes of harps. And I was just talking to a woman last night who was like, I was thinking about, do you think I could learn that? I was like, absolutely. You totally can. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the barrier to entry on harp is pretty low when it comes to, like, being able to make a beautiful sound from the very beginning.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the thing that's
so
really
whimsical.
Fun about it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like taking harps to bars and stuff. A lot of people are like, there's a harp in the bar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure is. Right? You know?
So I think next time you come in studio,
yeah,
you should bring the harp in, because
sure.
I remember when I was setting this up with Katie Tessman, and she's like, do you want her to bring the harp? And I was like, I don't know if we can do that.
This is why I need to be there for those conversations, Michael.
Well,
I'm like, yes.
She's on her way to a show today in Duluth, so I wanted to make this time as easy as possible.
She could have
so
brought a little lap
out.
One, though. You don't know. Give her the option.
Next time. I'll definitely do it.
Yeah, so I think that would be pretty awesome. Nobody's played a harp live on this radio in this radio station.
That means you have to come back.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
So, how many harps do you own?
Right now, I think I have maybe 5 or 6.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, different sizes because I also do. I also teach, and so I have to have.
Oh,
one
you
for,
do
for
do
all
you?
The all the sizes of people. You know, like yeah. and, you know, like little humans, and then you know, grown up humans, and then yeah, I've got like a couple, yeah, just like fun kick around harps too. That so.
Yeah. Nice.
Awesome.
Now has, and I'm only asking because I don't know these questions. So is it like the guitar? Like, do strings break in the middle of performances? And how do you overcome that?
Yeah, they can actually. I haven't broken a string in performance for a while, but I had a second harpist with me once, and I broke a string, and I was like, I had like 7 measures to get the string back on, and so I like ran off stage and I grabbed the string. And I like put it up and I'm playing the excerpt I got like, while I'm tuning the string. And afterwards, she just like looked at me. She's like, "How did you do that?" And I was like, "I have no
magic.
I have no idea." Wow. That was just I went into like crisis mode.
Right, yeah. You just counted in your head.
Yeah, I got to do what I have to do.
You do, yeah. But yeah, they do break, and especially like this time of year when we're like switching, you know, in like climate inside and
right.
Yeah, they cool. do.
Now, you're playing outdoors today in Duluth.
I am.
Does the humidity and the temperature, does that like wreak havoc on the instrument? It's not just the string, but just like everything about the instrument?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Honestly, maybe that's why I tend to be a little bit low-key is because like I've learned to like surrender all control. Like I can do what I can to like tune it. But then like once I get there, I'm just like shrug.
Right.
You know, like
it is what it is.
You get what you get with this thing because, yeah, I mean, a lot of people like guitarists, you know, you'll have mute pedal and they can tune up a little bit. I can do that. But it's, you know, you're going to tune like 5 or 6 strings and like it's not going to make that big of a difference in the overall harp itself. So. Yeah, I mean, constant tuning. There's like a saying that harpists spend half their life tuning and half their life playing out of tune. So,
like, oh, I like that.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Now I'm going to watch for that.
Yeah.
With our players and just, oh, they're tuning again.
There they go. Yeah.
I better warn my roommate. Right. She'll probably be heard I are overthinkers, so I imagine she'll be like, oh, man, I keep sounding bad. I'm like, oh, probably got to tune it.
Yep.
Get on it. Yep. The thing.
Just tune it up, you'll sound great.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So. Not you. It's the harp.
Right. It's probably the only instrument you can blame on that, right? You'd be just like, oh, it's not me, it's the harp
oh,
that's
yeah.
doing it.
Totally. So. I think I did that last night in soundcheck, actually. You're like, harp. Is that... He was like, play that note again. I was like, oh, it's the harp. The harp's there.
I'm fine. We're fine.
And then I felt really bad because then I realized like, oh, no, there was like really bad feedback on that like one particular pitch. It wasn't the harp. It was just the feedback. But at the time I was like, blame the harp.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're just used to it by now, right?
Oh, totally. Totally.
So when you decided that there was, you know, you said there was something missing and you wanted to sing and perform. When did that happen? And then have you... like your path that you're to now, is that where you saw it going or is it like exceeded expectations for you?
I have another question after that.
Yeah. I think I've always been a little bit like, not sure about, I don't know if I really have something to say. I don't know. Like I'm singing, like it's just kind of something I do for fun. Like all those kinds of things, like a lot of like self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was 2014. So how many years ago is that? 10?
Ten years ago.
Yeah. 10 years ago, on New Year's Eve at New Year's Day, 2 a.m. I went onto Craigslist and I was like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna join a band. So I went on and on Craigslist somebody was looking for a backup singer and I was like, I could totally sing backups. I could try it. I could see if I like that and maybe they'll want to like write songs and that'd be fun. And so I did that for a while. I played with that band for a bit. And then I ended up having my first baby.
Yeah.
And so I really, like, couldn't
keep
that going. So I played with my husband for a while. And we were writing songs and experimenting a little bit with new stuff. And then I had my second baby. And I was like, everything's going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't until after I had my last, and she's 5 now. So she was 1 at the time, that I joined up and started playing out more, sitting in with people, you know, just trying to work on that and songwriting and stuff. And I think before, I think part of what I had the self-doubt about is I didn't really know what to write about. Mm. Like, I wanted to. I felt that need to, like, create and make something, mm-hmm. but I didn't know where to put it.
Yeah.
And then I had my kids, yeah. and it was like, that just opened up, like, wow, there's a whole box of stuff right. here yeah. that I need to work out for myself.
Right.
And so I do all that through my songwriting. So much of my music that I write is, like, really personal and like autobiographical, and even when I'm trying really, really hard, like, no, this is about this woman in this field having this wonderful day, but man, she had a really tough time, and these are the things that happened to her. And I don't like, it's just write what you know, right?
Right. Yeah. Like,
even when you try not to, it happens. And so I think that what was missing was just knowing that, like, what I experienced and what I feel is true. And songwriting brought me to that place of, like, wow, that is real, because that's here, like, yes. in my heart, you
right.
know? And so I think that's the part that was missing, is just that, like, validating myself and my experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh, follow-up question. Sorry, I got lost in your story there.
Oh, that's okay.
That's crazy that you just went on Craigslist, like, I'm going to do some backup singing.
I've seen
Right.
If you want to do backup singing, go on Craigslist.
Like. Right, yeah.
So you've had stage experience before this album, and but I just, the follow-up question originally now was performance-wise. Now, when you first actually started performing your stuff, mm-hmm. do you deal with stage fright? It doesn't sound like you do now, but like, do you have like some kind of thing you do before you go on stage, or like, do you get any anxiety at all?
Yeah.
How do you
deal with that? You know, I used to get, for specifically in like my classical life, I would get a lot of stage fright. Mm-hmm. I would have a lot of those kind of performance anxiety symptoms. And I think part of it was because, you know, you really want to do like this piece, this work justice, right? You want to play it right. You want to get all the notes. You want to be in all the right places at all the right times. You kind of remove that hat when you play your own stuff, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I usually don't have my words in front of me. I usually don't have my chords in front of me. I'm just kind of like, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And most of the time I can do that because I'm by myself.
Right.
Like, if I travel down some road, I could probably find my way back,
right.
you know, but I'm not giving directions to anyone else. Like, nobody wants my directions.
Right.
So, it's different when you play with a group where you all really have to have the same set of directions to get where you want to go.
Right.
So I really have been loving that freedom of just like, yeah, just kind of see what happens and play. Yeah.
Naturally.
So I don't feel that feeling as much anymore.
Cool.
But I also, like, I mean, to be real, like, I am on anxiety and depression meds, and they really do help.
Me
like
too.
It's a real, it really does help. And I think before I wasn't on those. And then a few years ago, probably like 4 years ago now, you know, I started trying to figure out, okay, what do I need here to kind of get to like a baseline? And now I've got a great combination. Like, I'm feeling really good. Like, so,
yeah.
I mean, if you're experiencing right. performance anxiety, like, you know.
Because I literally will
your
see
body is.
People. I, when you're sitting, you know, and watching the stage, it doesn't look so bad. I'm like, I can do that easy. As soon as I get on stage for other things, just speaking. And I look at the people looking at me. I'm like, immediately start shaking and heart racing. And I'm like, except for that comedy thing, that was weird. I've never had that happen before.
Right.
But that was because it wasn't about me.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I tried to make it about me. And I got X'd. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah. But I think for me, like, anything I've written, like, tried to be creative, music, poetry, whatever, I feel, like, extremely, like, vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I immediately feel like this is me on the table here. And if people don't like it, they don't like me.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Yeah.
I think
I like what you said.
Build up to the safe spaces,
yeah.
you know, to share that. Like, the first few times you're vulnerable, you're maybe vulnerable to, like, your
friends. Yeah.
In your house, like, in these comfortable places, and you, like, teach your body over time. Okay, I'm safe. Like, no tigers. Like, people aren't judging me. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you just kind of go there. But, yeah, I mean, if somebody, like, threw me into the middle of, like, U.S. Bank Stadium or was like, sing the national anthem, I'd be like, no way.
Yes.
You know, I haven't built myself up to that place where that's safe yet. But yeah, I mean, your body, you can have all of the good brain training in the world to chill out.
Yep.
But if your body is like primed to go, Yep. It's going to go.
Yeah.
You're going to have all those symptoms of anxiety. So
right. Push through it.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that's what the meds are for.
Right.
Yeah. They do help.
Until you can get it all in line.
So right, I'm not going to die. I'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. There's no tiger.
It's okay if I faint. Yep. I can just get back up.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually people do.
Oh, and so I've got a list of people you've collaborated with and performed with.
Yeah.
And then I want to know how you balance your time with being...
Oh, gosh.
A mom and
okay, bye.
I need to know. I need to know.
I mean, and this is the list I pulled off of your website. So you've collaborated with Charlie Parr, Matthew French, Taylor James Donsky, Molly Mayer, Sarah Morris, Katie Tessman, Megan and the Birdwatcher, Maria and the Coins. And then you've performed with Josh Cleveland, the Foxgloves. The Gilded Quadriga. Is it Quadriga?
Quadriga, yeah.
All right. And then Katie Tessman and the Turnbuckles, Mae Simpson, Burning Blue Rain, David Harlan, and then our friends, the International Treasures.
Wow.
Doyle and Ted.
That's
amazing.
So.
Yeah, I've jumped in and played with on stage, or have done little like recording projects and stuff for them. I think COVID really made it, we all kind of went onto social media a little bit, and so it was just felt so much easier to build community during COVID that way, where you're just kind of meeting people and maybe you're playing your music, you're putting your music out there. It didn't feel, there wasn't such a kind of barrier to just being like, hey, do you want to play together, or like, do you want to write something together? And so I feel like a lot of the people in there, and a lot of the people I play with know each other, you know, like there's quite a really strong community in Minnesota, in the cities in particular, but in Minnesota generally, of musicians, songwriters who love to collaborate and like are doing the vulnerability work, you know, of like, I'm going to write a song and I'm going to put it on the internet in a week or whatever, you know, for this, these challenges that we do. And yeah, I mean, when I started out doing that, I was shaking. I had makeup on. You know, like, this is not me in my natural habitat.
My eyebrows.
At 10:15. Like, my natural habitat at 10:15 is like clothes I wore yesterday.
Like, girl, I got maybe the tie-dye pants on right now.
Right, yeah.
Like,
yeah. I mean, so, but yeah, now I've reached that point where I'm pretty sure, like, there's a lot of videos that I will never post, like, really publicly, because I realized partway through, I am in my pajamas.
That's that's
really happening right there. Or like that girl's she's sick. She's got cold. She's got it. Yeah. She shouldn't be doing that.
You should post those on now, like I forget what it is, but you can I did it for Twin Citizen. It's $1 a month. It's not a big deal, but you can pay to be a part, just to support them, I'd say.
Oh.
But, it's only $1, so I don't get any extra advantages. I just like to support them. But I know with certain patron.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
it's
called.
Yeah.
Certain other ones, you pay certain whatever levels. Mm-hmm. And you could do that with your patron fans that, you know, love you no matter what, ain't going to judge you. I would love to see that, though.
There you go.
It's inspiring for me, you know?
Yeah, make a little money off of... the videos, you're like,
there you go.
Let people love and support you.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I know a lot of people do. They have Patreons. I think Doyle's got one. I know Sarah's got one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great thing that we have going with that. People want to support each other.
Right.
So. You don't have to feel guilty about taking money. Because I always do nonprofit stuff. So when I did do that comedy thing, you know, they paid me. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I said I would do it. You want to give me money? You sure? I don't usually do stuff for. I usually do everything for free. So, and you know what? Ira Ford actually said to me, "Hey, no, you take this money. You know your value."
Yeah,
dude, that was deep, Ira. I didn't expect that from you.
Comedians will always surprise you.
Mm-hmm. He's very, very deep and very intelligent and funny, which is you. It's hard to tell. I don't know. Funny to me, Adam said, "That's my humor."
Okay? Yeah, right.
We talked off the air. The first time that I saw you on stage was with the Foxgloves.
Yeah.
At the state fair. Mm-hmm. So, how was playing at the state fair? I mean, that's like we have our venues, but then there's the state fair where like the state shuts down for 12 days and the focus is on Falcon Heights.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So,
and the food.
Right.
I love the state fair. Mm-hmm. I love the state fair, and I love that West End area. Like when I was a kid, I loved hanging out over there because it was like all the old timey stuff, you know, like the Pioneer
Right, yeah, it's like a pioneer village almost.
Yeah, I was like, we gotta go over there. We gotta do the old time photos. We gotta get the wood thing with our name
sign on it.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Which my parents actually they do have that. We got that at the state fair. But yeah, I've always loved that area. And so yeah, when we got asked to do the state fair, that was just a huge deal. Wow. You know, I mean the music there is so well supported, mm-hmm. and yeah, and the sound people they bring in are super great, and we were blessed with, like, the best weather. Like, I think we had the best days of the fair last year.
Right.
It was, like, not super hot. It was nice breeze.
Yeah, it was just sunny out.
Yeah, it was awesome. So it was super fun. And it's three – the way that it worked for us was three short sets, and we'd never done anything like that before, and that was awesome. I was like, let's do this all the time.
Yeah. Right.
I love these breaks.
Right, yeah. It's not an hour and a half straight. It's
No.
20 minutes, 25 minutes, and then you go backstage for a little bit.
Exactly. And people do. They kind of move in and out. They kind of come for that first set, and then they take off. And so there's such this constant influx of people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It seems like it's a really great way to get, people to see you for the first time, you know?
Yeah. And it doesn't hurt that there's the bar right there, too, with the line that goes all the way to the front gates, it seems like. So
I know.
You got a lot of ears on your music.
Yeah, it's true.
During those days.
It's true.
So, and everyone always turns and watches while they're waiting, you know, and you never know when that, you know, two or three of them might be like, oh, I got to buy that music. So, So, yeah. So it was really cool to, like, see you on stage then, and now you're in studio with us. So it's full circle for me anyway. So.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So would you like to play there again at the
State
Fair?
Oh, I would love to. Yeah, I would love to. I love going to the State Fair. We go every year. Mm-hmm. Before my husband and I had kids, we would always bike there.
Okay.
Because we were like, if we bike there, we can eat whatever we want.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we would, we lived like way down in Uptown. So, like, we would bike all the way from, like, way down in Uptown all the way. We would walk around all day, eat whatever we want, and then we would bike home like crazy people and be like, oh, my God, why did we do this? it was so fun. And honestly, biking to the State Fair is the way to go.
Mike, why don't you do that?
Park a little bit farther away.
Oh, you just walk.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you can park bikes at your house.
Oh, that is a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Because people, like, they want to make sure their bikes are, and especially, like, if you have a trailer or, like, all those kinds of things for your bike with kids.
Mike, will you do that?
Goodness.
I could do that.
I think we're going to have to start.
That's a great idea.
Just buy a couple bike racks off of Amazon.
Yep.
We're doing it. Yeah.
Or they're free. I mean, you can find some really cool stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
Right, exactly.
I'm telling you.
Just big rocks.
Trampolines are the thing.
Free rocks.
Yep. Yes.
I say my wife's probably at home going, we're not parking bikes at her
house. We're not doing that.
They won't ruin your lawn.
No, that is true. That's right. You do it right, and you don't even have to see them when they leave. So.
Yeah. I will say that the bike parking at the State Fair is not covered. So if you had covered bike parking, so that your bike wouldn't get all wet.
There's those little portable, whatever, pop-up covers.
I just clean out my shed and just let people park in
there
the shed.
There you go.
But yeah, I think the State Fair is like a really special thing. I didn't know that all states don't have that. Did you know this?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I've been to a couple that sucks.
And Texas and maybe Wisconsin. Like those are like the ones that have state fairs.
Yeah.
Like people come from all over to come to our state fair.
The great Minnesota get together.
Yeah.
Texas, their state fair is 3 weeks.
Wow. Yeah. Whoa. That's almost too much.
I suppose a lot of livestock and like a lot of like more of like the horses and like they probably have to have enough time to be able to do all the judging for that too.
Right. Yeah. So
they don't get winters.
It's just a lot. So, I mean, 12 days is good.
Yeah. Yes, that's
the perfect amount of time.
That's the cutoff.
Right, yeah.
I can't do more than that.
Yeah. The neighborhood turns, the neighborhood turns into such a parking lot. Mm-hmm. You know, just cars everywhere. You got to watch where you're going. And then on the weekends, people don't pay attention and you're almost getting hit. It's so much fun. But the fair itself is great.
Yeah, it really is.
I'll take that every day.
And my son goes to Job Corps now.
Right.
Boop, boop. I can hit two birds with one stone.
That's right.
Visit him. We're going to the fair.
Nice.
And then you can walk to the fair as well.
Yeah.
So
it's like right there.
Oh, that's
awesome.
And
he gets tickets if he works the fair. I don't know. They set up some kind of job. It's Job Corps.
Right, yeah.
Some job thing for the fair, and then they get in free. And I'm all about the I'm also a mom, single mom, five.
Uh-huh.
So I'm all about the budgets and the cheap ticket or free. Oh, yeah. Free 99 is my jam.
All right. Let's tell everybody where they can find you online.
Yes.
Yeah. So I try to keep up things on my website, which is NikkiLemiremusic.com. And my last name is spelled L-E-M-I-R-E. And you can, you know, usually see stuff there. Actually, when I say it, I try to keep it updated. My amazing friend and helper, Katie Tessman, also tries to keep it updated.
Yeah.
So I'm really lucky that way. But yeah, so that's usually where I have like links to stuff and try to keep things there. And then also Instagram. Mm-hmm. I've got an Instagram account. It's just Nikki Lemire. And my Facebook page, too. So those are the nice places. You
those
know?
Are my places.
Yeah, those are my places.
And YouTube, you get that going. I won't be a stalker. But you know, those late nights, I'd be like your dad. I was just, if I like somebody, I'll just consistently watch all their videos, listen to all their stuff all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the release show coming up is going to be, what's the date on that again? I just lost
May 30th.
It.
It's a Thursday.
May 30th. Mm-hmm. And Metronome Brewery in St. Paul starts at 7 o'clock. Sold out.
I can't even get the ticket link. That's a good sign.
I am playing a house show on Sunday, and I know there's lots of space at that house show.
Okay.
So if you wanna go to that, you can check out my my website or Katie Tessman's website. There's information on getting out there. It's going to be Katie, myself, and Becky Schlegel.
Okay.
And we have like a little trio, so we're going to play together. And,
nice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right.
Afternoon, you can bring your kids.
Oh, perfect.
Okay,
that's
I'm
the
in.
Bomb.
Yeah. Timberwolves don't play till 7, so.
Oh.
Sports.
Yep.
That's I've been hearing all about it.
All right. So we're going to listen to three songs, a couple from the album, and then we're going to come back and do the weather, and then we have three random questions. I mean, we have so much left to get to.
Awesome.
It's unbelievable. So we're going to listen to Mend It, we're going to listen to Little, and we're going to listen to Kiss Like This.
And Kiss Like This was recorded with the Josh Cleland Band, which is another band that I play with, and they're amazing musicians. So all those awesome instruments you hear are those guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to the 945 show on Frogtown Community Radio.
My six-year-old said, Mama, rock me, and climbed upon my lap. I had to fold her in three so she could fit on my knees. And I realize she's growing up so fast. I realize she's growing up so fast. And my four-year-old said, Mama, I want to ride the big bike. So I held on tight, trying to keep her upright. And I realize she's growing up so fast. I realize she's growing up so fast. We spent so time being excited to watch them grow up. We don't see they aren't little for long enough. They just aren't little for long enough. Said something, it sounded like a choice word. Oh, my face got so red, I knew that I had said it. And I prayed she'd stop growing so fast. I prayed she'd stop growing so fast. It's just the natural. Grow from saplings into trees. And if I had a penny and a wishing well, well, I'd throw one in to go back and tell myself to just sit down on the floor, give in to please for once more. Cause they are little for long enough. They just aren't little for long enough.
You are listening to Mike and Bridge on the 945 Show.
Waiting for hands on the throttle. This year's gone by. Stars so white, look how lucky we are tonight. In the summer sweet, we celebrate the heat on the moon in your eyes. How I wish I could freeze time. I've been away.
It's Kiss Like This by our in-studio guest, Nikki Lemire. Before that, we heard Little, and before that, we heard Mend It. Those two songs were recorded at Lakewood Cemetery and are from Beautiful. Live at Lakewood Cemetery. Mm-hmm. That's coming out at the end of the month. The album release show will be at Metronome Brewery in St. Paul. If you do not have tickets, you are out of luck.
Yep. There's a house thing, right?
Yeah, there's a house show this Sunday, and there'll be more shows. So if you just find my website, if you join my mailing list, you might get an email someday.
Right, there you go.
You and Katie.
Will there be physical copies of the album available to purchase?
Yes, yeah, there will be. And I'm probably going to do I was thinking about maybe doing a pre-sale too. So
okay,
if
awesome.
It's something that you know you want, you can just let me know and yeah, send me a message and we'll make sure you get it.
So. Nice.
Wonderful. I just found that I love this music. I have ADHD, so I struggle with playlists, and I'm studying a lot lately, his papers and writing a school. This class, Physiology 101, uh-huh. is a lot, okay?
Yeah.
And I can't find the right music, but I feel like you just came into my life for a reason, Katie.
Oh.
I'm
just not kidding, sorry. Yeah, of course. No, somebody was telling me, she's like, I could take a nap to your music. I was like, that's good.
Yeah.
I want you to feel something.
I think I could calm my brain
right,
down
yeah.
and really study and read.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right. So we also talked off air. There was a question that we didn't get the answer to, but
oh, yeah.
we're going to get to that because I want to make sure we get to some really important parts of
oh,
the show.
Yes, oh, yes. Of course.
So, of course, we're just going to hit this.
It is now time for the WFNULP Out the Window Weather Report.
As you can tell, Nikki, we take this very seriously here. on the 945 mm-hmm. show. So all you got to do is look out the window and mm-hmm. tell everybody what you see weather-wise or just any particular things you see out there, and then we'll tell you what the weather is going to be for the week.
All right. You know, it's looking pretty good out there today. I see a lot of flying saucers. There's a few, you know, I think that's a dragon back there behind the cloud. And I think we're probably going to see some raining meatballs.
What's in
today?
That coffee
oh,
there?
All right.
It's a beautiful day.
You can tell you have young kids at home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, imagination.
I mean, we're looking at the shapes of these clouds, right?
Right.
Oh, there's
yeah.
a bird, this little sparrow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So there you go.
And
that was great.
Thai New Year is happening at the state capitol, so we are seeing the parking happening at in the old Sears parking lot. So there was a lot of cool outfits this morning in the
that's why I was late.
Lobby. So yeah. So yeah, so that was fun. Okay, for the rest of today, it's going to be sunny with a high near 82 degrees. We're breaking through the 80s today. Tonight will be clear, low around 53. Tomorrow, we have a chance of showers mainly after 4 p.m. and a high near 77. Monday, 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms, a high near 76. Tuesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 71. Wednesday, guess what? A chance of showers. It'll be partly sunny before that. On Thursday, chance of showers. Friday, chance of showers. Hey, we're a broken record this week for weather. So
okay, get your seeds in the ground then. It's a
are
perfect
these high
time.
Chances
right.
here?
Yeah. 20%. We were told in radio school anything above 20% is a high chance.
Oh.
So we were like, well, why don't they just say 100%,
20%
zero or 100.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, because
it is
people,
or it isn't.
People don't like to work in absolutes, is what we were told.
Oh,
I was like,
wow.
All right. A little deep for radio school, but we'll take it.
Yeah.
So, all right. And then we also have a new segment of the show.
It's time for the 9:45 show. Three random questions.
I got a new line.
That's the first time here. That was great.
All right. We have three random questions from a random question generator. First question, would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or a broken elevator? We had this one last week with
Katie.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
this is
still
a great question.
Yes.
I'm dead. Neither. Like, they both, they're awful. Those are like my two. I have been stuck on a chairlift before.
Okay.
And I made it through. The Ooh. Elevator one, I barely made it through. So I think
wow.
I would take chairlift.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Closed spaces. I mean, it felt like an eternity.
It was like
probably only 20 minutes, but it felt like forever. And the power was out. And in being in an elevator when the power goes out is not where you want to be.
So you have to talk to Katie Testman about this because she said she would MacGyver her way out.
Oh, I 100% believe that. 100%. Actually, if I was stuck in an elevator, I would want you with me, Katie.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if you're stuck in the elevator with a cool person?
Yeah. Could be
attractive
all right.
person.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Bridge, what about you? Ski lift or elevator?
Ski lift scares me. No way.
So you
Heights
would you would never be
jam.
In a ski lift to begin
I'll
with?
I'll do the elevator all day
right.
long. My friend, I have like five friends that are named Sarah. Okay. But one of my coworkers, Sarah. She just got stuck in an elevator for like hours, but guess what? She had her doggie with her.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so because you could get a emotional service support dog, right?
Yep.
Sure. So he's always with her anyway. I'm like, thank goodness because she needed it on the elevator.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, question number two. What is your theme song?
Ooh. I want to dance with somebody.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
I want to feel it. I was just singing that
we
in the shower this morning.
Yeah. That's my song.
Oh, it's such a good song. It's a great song. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to file that in for karaoke tonight.
There you go.
Karaoke tonight.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
I called it, okay?
Yeah.
Dance. Dang it.
Yeah. The people that you're going to be with,
that's
if they're listening,
yeah.
they cannot have that song
nope.
tonight. That's
nope.
yours.
It's yeah. Predestined. So,
mm-hmm. That's right.
It's recorded.
What about your theme song?
You first, Mike. I gotta change mine because that is actually my go-to.
Maybe ours is supposed to be the same,
right?
Right, yeah. I don't know if it's a theme. I listen to like I get caught in songs. I get stuck listening to like the same song over and over for like an extended period of time. Uh-huh. So I don't really have like one song.
What is it right now?
Right now, She's Like the Wind by Patrick Swayze.
Ooh,
I don't know why that's stuck in my. It's like stuck on my. In my thing. It's like
yeah.
every time it comes on my Spotify playlist, I stop at that song and I have to listen.
You played it on a couple playlists here.
I know.
At the Jerry Station.
See, it's been a long time. It's
right.
been
right.
stuck right there.
Well, my go-to is always Whitney, that same song. But lately it's been Beyonce, Grown Woman.
Oh, nice.
There's this cute video if you guys want to see it, when she was little with her sister. Oh, and they're awesome. Doing their little dance. So cute. But yeah, I listened to that song because I'm like, I can do what I want.
Yeah. I'm going to listen to both of those on the way. There you go. My drive today.
Yeah.
All right. Question number three and the final question for three random questions. Pizza or tacos?
Oh, my God. That's a hard one.
You know what? Tacos.
Yeah.
We're a taco family.
Okay.
Yeah. Major taco family.
Yep. Oh, I got to show you the picture of one I made last night.
Oh, nice.
It was supposed to be a taco. It turned into a big old burrito.
Yeah.
They always do.
Yeah. Right in bed. I definitely will also agree. This is the tacos.
See, I'm a pizza guy. What about taco pizza?
Oh, I've heard those are good.
I've not had it, actually.
Oh, okay.
I tend to just go, my favorite pizza in town right now is Belluto.
Mm.
Have you had Belluto?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Where's that?
Yeah.
You would text me later after you have it, and you can tell me whether you
think
it's amazing. Yeah, tell me where it is.
I can do that.
Because, yeah, it's Argentinian pizza, and they have there's a couple of places where they do it, but the crust is, like, slow risen, amazing. Mm. It's cut pepperoni, guys. The good pepperoni.
Yes.
Wow.
Like,
real pepperoni.
And then they put a cheese around the crust, a little shredded. It's just the cheese they use is amazing. The sauce they have is perfect. The pepperonis, I mean, yeah, I guess I like pizza, too. I
but
like
see, I'm particular about the pizza, because I can't just eat anybody's pizza. Like, I have my ways.
Everybody has their favorite pizza.
But tacos I could do all day, any day, any kind of way.
Yeah. You'll have to try Belluto, and then let me know what you think, because
yes.
I think they're amazing.
Where's that at?
There's one on, let's see, 38th and Nicollet.
Okay.
There's another one that's in Uptown now. They just opened one Uptown right next to Green Room.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And I keep a file of where all of them are, clearly, but
need to know.
But yeah, no, it's you can get it through DoorDash too. So,
oh, nice.
There you go, Belluto. Right. You're gonna be busy today.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be doing some self care tonight.
Yeah, right.
All right, and that is the end of three random questions.
That was fun, Mike.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a catchy little tune thing too. It's
well,
exciting.
You know, I spent $5.
Yeah.
Got some liners
That's
made
it?
Up, so.
Man.
Yeah, it's great. Fiverr is, when you need something fast and cheap, I mean, I'm all about helping out some local people, but
yeah.
When it's like 11:30 at night and you're like,
I can't
I have an idea.
Wow.
So,
that's amazing.
Yeah, so that was cool. All right, so the question we didn't get to before
yes.
Was, where do you find the time
How do you
to do all of
How
these
do
things?
It?
How do you balance your life?
Please tell
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's a couple of things. A little bit of is acceptance of the fact that, like, I chose this career, and it means that I'm going to be busy on the weeknights and the weekends. And it's always kind of been that way, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's when you have the opportunity to be present, you have to be all in. Cool.
All in.
you have to be all in,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I really try to... I've tried to say yes to the things I love.
Yeah.
Because if I love it, then I don't have that guilt and that feeling of like, oh, but I also like love being with my family. And then
right.
just really trying to like pull back and like make the time. So no, I mean, I don't have it figured out by any means at
right.
all. It's an ever changing structure for mm-hmm. sure. But I think when I am there, like, and people, they tease me about this all the time, but like, you cannot get me to respond to a text or like an email within like 4 or 5 days.
Yes.
So, because I my time is so divided that I want to be like all in all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't make time for stuff
right.
like
I've
that.
I've literally started putting my phone on do not disturb. People get so mad at me, but I'm like, I have two jobs. I'm in school, you know, cause now my youngest they're in school full time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been able to go back to school. And I realized with roommates, I need to have two jobs, just two part-time jobs. I can't
yeah.
do one full-time. That's draining.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, my time is very limited because I need the things like the podcast and the show, like things that really like light.
That you love.
My light.
Yep.
And so I have to turn off my do not disturb because I'm also a caretaker of friends and service. And I will get roped into something. And before I know it, I have no time for myself. So I've been turning them off and I've just been sending very kind, clear, loving boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't respect that, then you go be on the other side of the fence.
Right.
Well, and try not to like, yeah, when you do know your time's like super stretched thin, I've been mm-hmm. trying to just like recognize the things that don't really matter right now.
Yeah.
You know, like the laundry is clean, mm-hmm. but it's in a pile. And it's stay there.
Yeah, it's
like,
in a pile.
Yeah, I could spend the next, you know, 25 minutes watching a show and folding this laundry,
mm-hmm.
or I could go sit outside and like have
yeah.
a cup of coffee. And so just trying to, like, yeah, let those, I don't know, there's this like level of like everything's got to be this perfect way.
I just need to hang out with you for a day.
Try to just like pull it down a little bit.
Sit outside, drink some coffee.
Sounds like the beginning of a song is what you got going on.
Yeah.
So it's like just, it's over there, but I'm over here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yep.
I like that. Yeah. There's been times where I've just been like, I don't know how I'm going to get the next 3 days done, but it just happens. And then, you know, you're just like, okay, that was good. Now I've got 4 days to decompress.
Yeah.
And then in 2 more days, I get to do it again. So.
Things work out, you know. If it was supposed to be done, it would get done.
Right.
Right?
Yep. That is true.
I made it here, you guys.
Yeah, I guess that wasn't. I guess that wasn't supposed to get done.
But I said, "Let me with no gas." I was a panic attack on the way here because I'm watching the little.
Oh my gosh! Using that was his me car. Last night.
Yeah, I'm like, oh god. Well, Mike might have to
the
follow me home.
Brighter.
To the gas station.
Right.
Just get there.
It's just staring at you, and you're like, "I see you."
I can't remember the code. I'm like,
one of the cars dings when the gas gets low, which is great.
Yeah.
The other car doesn't, which is awful. So you get used to the dinging, and then you're like, it's not dinging. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Like,
that happened this morning.
There, it's like the features that you get in a car that you didn't have before, and you're like, well, this is going to get annoying. But then you rely on them after a while by so much. Like right now, we have lane assist and.
Oh.
And like, you know, it beeps if
fancy
you like
things.
Slide over just a little bit and you hit the, it's got sensors in the car. So it knows if you've hit the dotted lines or the solid lines or whatever. And it's just like,
and my son's
and
car.
It drives you back. It tries to drive you back. I hate
what?
That.
What? I don't like that. That's a robot thing.
We just got a newer car too that has that. And I was like, something's up with the steering in this thing.
Right.
Because sometimes when I'm on a curve, it's like the wheel just all of a sudden gets super
possessed.
Like, a lot of play in it and it's moving. And my husband goes,
how do you get used to that?
Lane assist? And I was like, oh, that's like, he's doing that on purpose.
There's a name?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's actually, I've done this before.
It's so scary.
I'm about to admit to something that kids, don't do this at home. When you're driving, like I've let go of the steering wheel because it wants to keep you in between the lanes.
Really?
And so you can feel it, then you can see the steering wheel adjust by itself because of the sensors it's got on it.
Uh-huh.
And then when it senses your hands have released totally, it beeps at you and says, grab the steering wheel.
Wow.
So
just fall asleep or something?
And I'm just like, okay.
I have a Chevy. Do you have a Chevy?
No, we have a RAV4, a Toyota RAV4.
Okay.
So it also has the brake thing. So if you brake late, it brakes for you and it's just like,
oh no!
It, that
you can
is
never
really
drive
annoying.
An older car again. You get so used to those things.
Right.
I was backing up in the van.
Fancy.
Your son's car.
Well, he got it from his grandma because he got his license and he's a Joe car and he needs a car now because they want him to start working. And but it's not that new, but it's very new to me.
Right.
I think it's really actually kind of old. I guess I don't remember what year it is. I'm not good with those things. I want to say 13 or 15 or 19 or something. But it's cool. You push a button.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Push start.
So first I had to figure that out. Put the foot on the brake. But then I love backing up, and there's a camera.
Yeah.
Right.
So I can see, you know, because I'm always like, it's so nice to be able to just look at that. I still look.
Yeah.
But it's nice because little people are cart people. Walmart are crazy.
You get used to the camera.
Jump right
out
at
you. We've had 4 cars with the camera.
Yeah.
And
it's so nice.
Now we have 2 cars now, and the other car is older and doesn't have the backup camera. And which is fine. I can turn and look, but I still go, oh, I wish I had that backup camera on this
I
one.
Feel now I'm too scared to drive my old car. It's still getting worked on. Because I'm afraid I'm going to hit somebody or an animal or something that I can't see.
Mm. Right.
Now that I've been enlightened to the other side.
All right. So we are almost out of time.
Oh,
you are running up to Duluth today.
Mm-hmm.
And what time is that your show up in Duluth again?
3 o'clock. Yep. 3 o'clock on the main stage there at Festiversary.
So, nice.
Bend paddle.
So start. If you leave now, you might beat Nikki up there.
Hopefully somebody will video it.
So check that out. The release show is coming at the end of the month at Metronome Brewery. Be on the lookout for how you can get a hold of that. When does that come out on streaming services?
It's going to come out on June 1st.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So if you're on the 30th, you get to hear it first. And then,
nice.
Special people.
You're in on the... on the secrets of music.
Yeah.
So, and then tell us again where we can find you online.
Yeah. So, NikkiLemiremusic.com is my website. There's some music there. There's some videos there. There's all the stuff happening in my calendar is on there as well. And then also my Instagram, I try to keep that updated. So Nikki Lemire on Instagram and then on Facebook as well. So yeah, you can follow me in all those places. And yeah, there's going to be a few more shows sprinkling through the fall.
Yay!
Awesome. So check that out. Thank you very much for coming
thank
in
you.
Before your show today. We really do appreciate it. Thank you for listening to the 945 show. We'll be back next week. And then don't forget to listen to the Radiothon on June 2nd. Bridge.
On time, I promise.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
And have a good weekend. Have a good